This call is being recorded.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to our call. I'm so excited because I have some really incredible information that I want to share with you this evening. But first of all, I want to move into announcements. There is no call next Monday. It is a long weekend, and I'm off to the fair. Monday, September the 10th. Diane, who had been diagnosed with multiple sclerosis when she was 19 years old, will be on our call to continue her story and to answer all your questions. You don't want to miss September the 10th. Put it on your calendar. Saturday, September the 29th, if you're in the Kelowna area, we're having our regular Vitality meetup at the Kelowna Golf and Country Club. That's a breakfast meeting at 9:30 in the morning. The fee is $20. I'm going to be talking about my refractor, okay? Now I want to share the agenda for this evening. It includes the following. Confusion about herbs. Donna's success story on raising her kidney functions. Success stories from Taffy Team 43, and we have Kevin, who was part of Taffy Team 43. He's a new Taffy grad. So the success stories from that team. Yay! Dr. Samuelson and the Science of Healing Revealed. Some information I want to share with you in regards to stem cells. And Fran, who will be talking about the emergency protocol that she used. And then I'm going to move into cancer, the five pillars, and then questions and answers. So we have a full agenda. All right. So I want to start off by this article that I wrote. There is so much confusion out there regarding innocent herbs. In the medical world, herbs are no longer plants, but deemed as drugs. And of course, that means they are dangerous and risky, as all drugs are. Health Canada has put herbs into the drug category, and that means every herb must have, quote, risk information attached to it. Innocent plants are scrutinized according to the active properties in the plants, as opposed to the whole plant in its wholesome nutrition. In other words, scientists are analyzing the plants according to their medicinal properties. Parsley, for example, was at one point taken off the market because Health Canada deemed petroleum, as found in parsley, which is an active ingredient found in parsley, a dangerous medicinal ingredient. Well, it may be if it's taken by itself. But let's be clear about this. Parsley is parsley. It is not petroleum, which is found in parsley. God created these plants to be nutritious. In their wholesome state, parsley is digested, and the nutrient energy is extracted through the digestive process and used by the intelligence of the cells. Drugs, on the other hand, are not digested, but they enter into the bloodstream as a foreign chemical that the body needs to detoxify. If it so happens that the body is not able to detoxify this chemical, then consequences of inflammation or side effects happen. In cases of blood tests taken, drugs can be detected in the blood tests. In cases of parsley or any other plants that are consumed and taken, no blood test would ever detect any parsley in the bloodstream because it has been digested and broken down. Therefore, there is no risk in taking any Nature Sunshine herbal products, which are plants. I want to mention Canada is the number one, has the highest number of multiple sclerosis cases in the world. Recently, Canada has announced that it is the nation with the highest number of multiple sclerosis cases. So one of my colleagues commented, quote, "I bet MS is being caused by statin drugs," end of quote. Just about everyone I know these days that goes to a doctor is prescribed a statin drug, such as Lipitor or one of those cholesterol-lowering drugs. Now, little do we know, little does anyone know, that a statin drug strips the fats off the myelin sheath. Statin drug is used to strip fats. That's what it's for. So it strips the fats off the lining of the myelin sheath, because the myelin sheath of the nervous system is made of fat. And the brain is made from fats. So the statin drug strips the fats off the myelin sheath of the nervous system and the fats from the brain, thereby exposing the brain, the spinal cells, and the nerves to infection. These fats are there for a purpose. They protect the nerves, and they protect the spine, they protect the brain from being attacked by foreign, dangerous entities that can get into the bloodstream. The simple law of nature states that when there are no fats to protect the spinal cells from fungal DNA, then the fungal DNA integrates into the stem cell line of spinal cells, and the result is multiple sclerosis. I have personally witnessed one man end up with loss of hearing on the left side, and he was diagnosed with MS because he had taken Lipitor for 7 years. This man then decided to do taffy. And after doing taffy, give or take a couple more months, he is totally symptom-free. Another man was losing his memory because he was taking Lipitor. He had taken Lipitor for 12 years. Lipitor is also a cholesterol-lowering drug. This man also did the taffy course, and he got huge results. And I also know of one doctor who could not think straight because he was taking Lipitor. Every drug has a side effect. And the side effect of statin drugs is to strip the fats from your brain, your nerves, and your spine. So just think about all the people who are diagnosed with dementia or those stuffed into an institution because they have Alzheimer's. If you are diagnosed with high cholesterol, you don't need a statin drug. You need to clean your blood of toxic poisons and toxic heavy metals. You need to put good fats into your body. And here is the $1 million question. Have you ever thought about doing the oral chelation program, which will clean the blood of those poisons, toxins, metabolic wastes, and heavy metals? And I have Donna on the call. Donna, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Yay, Donna. So I asked Donna if I could share her success story. Well, first of all, I asked Donna if she would share the success story, and she didn't feel comfortable. So guess who's sharing her success story? Permission of Donna, who is on the call with us this evening. I am. How honored and privileged I am. So Donna completed my taffy course, and she got great results. She was able to go off her antidepressant drugs, and that was huge for her. But slowly, over a period of time, guess what? Grains crept back into her diet. Now, diet, just think of that word, diet. That describes grains. And once again, she did not feel good. Her energy was low. She felt depressed again. Something was not right. So off she went to the doctor, and the doctor did a blood scan, I guess blood tests, to find out, only to find out after the blood tests were done, that her kidney function was very low and there was a high creatinine count. I want us all to understand something. Donna felt depressed. So think of the brain feeling depressed. It's totally connected to the function of the kidney. The kidney is responsible for cerebral spinal fluids. She felt depressed. She went to the doctor to find out that her kidney function was low and she had a high creatinine count. For Donna, that did it. She was not going to take any drugs. She was determined to feel better, and that's when she called me. Yahoo for her. The answer was simple. I said, just go back to what has worked for you in the past when you did Taffy. Little did she know what Dr. Davis said was true. Quote, grain is an opiate. And so off the grain she went and onto a herbal program. No grains, and herbs are back in Donna's life. Back to following Taffy principles. And she did this for 1 month, and then she went back to the doctor. That's when I got the phone call, because she could hardly wait to tell me. And this is what she told me. The creatinine levels dropped from a high of 105 to 72, and normal is between 84 and 52. So her creatinine levels were now within the normal range. And the GFR kidney filtration rate increased from 47 to 71. The doctor said this was excellent kidney functions. She also dropped some weight. Her energy is back and her depression was gone. This took all of 1 month. And she said, you don't need a drug. You just need to follow Taffy principles. And there's Donna. Yahoo for Donna. Way to go, Donna. I love it. I love her story.
It's Fran.
Very, very powerful. Oh, hey, and Fran is on. Okay,
yes.
Before I introduce you to Fran and her success story, I want to share the success stories of Taffy Team 43. And we have Kevin on the line. Kevin, are you comfortable in sharing your success story?
Possibly.
I have it here. Do you want me to read it?
Oh, yes. Yes, please.
Okay. Here is Kevin. He's from Vancouver. He is a recent Taffy grad and has moved into Taffy leadership training. So here's Kevin's story. His body systems questionnaire scores dropped from 93 to 27. This is huge. The intestinal score dropped from 10 to 5. The respiratory score from 11 to 6. The glandular from 13 to 5, and the big one, nerves, 10 to 2. His body temperature increased from 35.1 to 35.9. His anxiety has totally dissipated. He said his food allergies are gone because when he looked at his body systems questionnaire scores, the digestive system was now at zero and the improvement was great. He said he sleeps like a baby. His mental sluggishness is gone. His mind is clear and focused. Memory has improved and childhood memories are returning. He's had no alcohol for 2 months when he used to drink it every night. His skin allergies are gone. His shortness of breath is gone. He said it is so easy now to run, and his muscles are not sore. And he said, I am now training to be a Taffy leader, Woohoo for Kevin. Yay. So, Kevin, do you want to just give us a couple of comments in regards to taffy and how you felt about it?
Oh, boy. There's so much. There's, I just find it amazing. Like, I think I sent you a text the other day because I was talking with my parents, and they're kind of in their old way of thinking and just wanting to, you know, go to the doctor and all that kind of thing. And I've sent them action plans to just read over and the information with that. And I just feel like it's so simple that my brain hurts because like I expect a different answer every time. Like every time I say, okay, I have a friend that has this and this, and I expect a different answer like a doctor would give, you know. And it's not, it's okay, so take cat's claw, do this, and it really depends on, okay, maybe do a BSQ, see where they're at, and then you take these depending on what system. And it's so easy that I just, yeah, it's hard to grasp. It's so simple. I just find the task, like the way the program is structured, having the call every morning, I really love the accountability that we have with the other members, the other team members, the tag team that we email. All of the patterns that we do every single day is like a pattern that you get used to, and then it just integrates into your life like really easily. And that's why I'm running 3 days a week in the morning. Like I would never get up at 5 a.m. and go running. Were you kidding me? Like, why would anyone do that? But I'm doing that now, and it's so effortless to run. I just, you know, I'm a lot more positive. And it's all doing the pattern, like repeating it every morning and doing the homework and doing your journal and doing all these things that you repeat, and it just integrates into your life effortlessly. Yes.
Yay, I got it.
Yeah, so it's an amazing program, and that's why I'm going to be a leader now.
Thank you, Kevin. Thank you for sharing that. And I also, before we bring Fran on, I want to share with you a profound statement by Dr. Samuelson. This we must get to know and never doubt that our bodies are created to heal. And this is what Dr. Samuelson says. There are human tissue cultures in laboratories that are still alive that have been taken from people who have died 50 years ago. If a cell is given the necessary raw materials, nutrients, minerals, and oxygen, it can manufacture its own fuel and the micro machines that use this fuel to keep it alive. Just with a handful of different varieties of amino acids, it can create complex proteins, duplicate itself, and maintain its form and function indefinitely, or until it eventually becomes broken or damaged for some reason. If our cells are healthy, our body is healthy. It's as simple as that. And regards to stem cells, this is what he says. There was a great triumph in science when stem cells were discovered. Stem cells take the form of any cell they come into contact with. If you want to grow new brain cells, then all that is required is to place stem cells in the brain, and they will soon transform into brain cells that fit flawlessly into their new environment, as they are programmed to become new brain cells by their neighboring cells. The cells in your body canals genetically shift according to the nutrients you eat. What you eat can literally change the form and genetic function of your cells. Isn't that powerful? There you go, Dr. Samuelson. He knows all about taffy. Yahoo! All right, and we want to move into Fran's story. Fran has used the emergency protocol recently, so she's going to share her story this evening. Go ahead, please, Fran.
I just recommend that anybody that always keeps a bottle of MC on hand and uses it. I've used it a number of times over the years, but on August the 6th, Monday, my husband was coming back. We were coming back from a church banquet, and I gave him 10 MC because he was feeling quite tired in that. He went to bed and he slept for about 18 hours. I would also recommend to cayenne. So after that, I had always give him now the MC 5-3 times a day. Usually it's recommended twice a day. I had it on the counter for some time, for a couple of weeks, and I think I got to start him back on this program because we do a lot of supplements from Nature Sunshine and the smoothies and everything. So it always seems, but that was an opening because when he had heart problems about 3.5 years ago, I had to rush him into the hospital. At that time, it was 3 weeks and a day in the hospital with lots of prescription medication. So MC is, you just never know. And if you know the signs of somebody don't wait until you have it. Do the program. But it does work immediately. It was just an eye-opener. And I do recommend that people do the program. You know, even if your BSQs aren't maybe that high, it's a prevention. But if there is ever a time when you feel that there's some problems with a member of the family, do 10 right away. And like I said, it's amazing. Donna can probably comment more on it too, because she has a lot of other clients doing the program.
Thank you, Fran. Yeah, so we got the picture. Her husband was feeling kind of faint, even like very, very tired, very faint. And because Fran knew his history, weakened heart, she never hesitated. There was that bottle of MC and she gave him 10, like right now. She gave him 10. He went to sleep. They drove home. He went to sleep. He slept. And you said he's initially
18 hours.
18 hours. He got up as if nothing had ever happened. And then they did go to see a doctor. And
yeah,
the doctor could not find anything wrong with her husband's heart. Very cool story. So there it is. Keep MC and capsicum on hand for when you need it.
Yeah. So now I do the... Yeah, so I recommend. Very important.
Awesome. Okay, I want to now move into another portion of our evening, and that's cancer and its five pillars that I discuss, which is injury, inflammation, elimination, infection, and circulation. We have to start understanding cancer so that we know how to be empowered and how to take control of the health of our own bodies, because today one in two men and one in three women are being diagnosed with cancer. 77% of the people that are over 55 years old are today diagnosed with cancer. And so if we can come to understand what it is and the contributing factors to cancer, if we can understand that it's cancer starts from an injury and the contributing factors cause inflammation, if we can come to understand that and we can come to understand what to do about that to clean out the toxic debris that's causing the inflammation, we can avoid cancer from happening. In other words, prevent cancer. Or number two, if we happen to be diagnosed with cancer, we can take all the necessary steps and address those five pillars that I'm going to talk about this evening to overcome cancer. as many people have done. And how awesome it is to have Juanita on the call today, because she did this protocol and she had been diagnosed with uterine cancer twice. The second time around, she did no chemo or radiation. She only did the PAPA program. And she announced to us this evening that she's been cancer-free for 9 years. So let's start by identifying or defining cancer. Cancer is an out-of-control mutated cell replication process that takes place when the repair of an injury is not made by the stem cells due to nutritional deficiencies, oxygen deficiencies, and the cell walls in that injured area become mutated by fungus in a toxic and sugar-laden inner environment. We can take this apart, because if we understand this definition, we're empowered. So for cancer to occur, several factors need to be in place. Number one, there is an injury. There's one thing we absolutely need to know, and that's cells don't randomly replicate in our bodies. They replicate for a reason. They are replicating to repair an injury. Number two, for cancer to occur, there is a nutritional deficiency. Stem cells use nutrients in order to replicate healthy cells. They need to have building blocks, and the building blocks are not there in a case of cancer. For cancer to occur, there is an oxygen deficiency. When the oxygen levels drop to below 35% to the injured area, then oxidation for the purpose of healthy cell replication can no longer take place. So what's stopping oxygen from moving there? It's a toxic inner environment and a toxic bloodstream. So for cancer to occur, there is a toxic environment within that injured area. For cancer to occur, there is a congested lymphatic system. The lymphatic system is like your carburetor in your body. It is so overloaded, it just can't take the toxic debris that's plugging up blood and oxygen from circulating to that injured area. The lymphatic system is exhausted, stagnated. And for cancer to occur, there is a sugar-laden environment. Sugar feeds cancer, documented by Dr. Otto Warburg. He received a Nobel Prize in 1931. The fact that cancer starts from an injury was well known, and it was actually studied in medical universities 100 years ago. I know this because I have a medical textbook of general pathology by Dr. Ziegler that Ron Gadansky gave me. And it says this, quote, "The causes of the tumor formation may be a single injury, a blow, crushing, fracture, etc., as well as repeated mechanical irritation such as rubbing, scratches, etc." Now, there are many reasons why an injury happens. So let's not get stuck on an injury coming just from a fall or an accident. There's many different reasons. An injury can happen from a nutritional deficiency that can cause a cell membrane to lose its integrity and crack. So think about dry, chapped lips. They crack, which is usually a sign of omega-3 deficiency. My book, Practical Solution to the Cancer Injury, which has now sold over 5,000 copies, and that was about 2 years ago, There is an agricultural study that was done that says you would have to eat 10 tomatoes today to get the same nutrients that one tomato gave you in 1941. Wow, think about that. So this is something we need to know. What's happening here? What's happening in our soils? Agricultural practices today have destroyed or interfered with our plants' abilities to pick up those raw elements from the earth and convert them into bioavailable minerals through the process of photosynthesis. And so we find out through agricultural science that in 1991, fruits had 27% less zinc, broccoli had 75% calcium, spinach had 60% less iron, and so on and so forth. We do not get enough nutrients from our store-bought foods in 2018 as they did in 1940. Numerous doctors have stated that cancer is a candida problem, such as Dr. Versendahl and Dr. Lustig. Candida is a yeast overgrowth. Candida is a yeast infection, and it's fed by sugar, antibiotics, various prescription drugs, hormonal drugs. Candida then produces xenoestrogens. Xeno meaning foreign, toxic estrogens. And these xenoestrogens are scientifically known to destroy the function of the thyroid. The thyroid is responsible for metabolism, how fast the nutrients are getting to the cells. The thyroid is responsible for body temperature. Cancer cannot grow in a body temperature of 98.6 degrees Fahrenheit or 37 degrees Celsius. So there is that candida yeast producing these xenoestrogens that destroys the function of the thyroid. Body temperature slows down. Blood circulation slows down. Metabolism slows down. And the entire hormones go out of whack and out of balance. Now, those xenoestrogens are also known to feed cancer. Now, if that's not bad enough, Candida also produces ethanol alcohol. Guess where the alcohol is detoxified? It's detoxified by the liver. So that Candida is causing the liver to be stressed and maybe even to malfunction. Now, to find out if you have Candida, there is a simple Candida saliva test you can do. Here it is. Before you go to bed, fill up a glass of water, put it on your bedside stand so that the chlorine can evaporate and the water can turn to room temperature. Then first thing in the morning, before putting anything into your mouth, work up some saliva and spit it into that glass of water. Your saliva represents your interstitial fluids. So when you spit into that glass of water, if that saliva is forming strings, or if it suspends in the water, or if it sinks to the bottom of the glass, that indicates that you probably have a lot of candida in your body. If you don't have any candida, the saliva simply floats on top of that glass of water. In other words, it's just like water. A simple test for everyone that's on the call to do. Here's another problem with Candida. Candida yeast also grows a hyphae roots, which poke holes in the gut membrane thereby causing leaky gut. And then candida moves into the bloodstream, making the blood sticky and heavy, slowing down blood circulation, slowing down the transport of nutrients and oxygen to that injured area. The other problem, we now have food before it's fully digested. It starts entering the bloodstream because of holes in the gut. So now we have undigested protein particles, undigested food particles getting into the bloodstream, making the blood sticky and heavy, impeding circulation. Injury can also come from using over-the-counter pharmaceutical drugs. Think about all the antacids that everybody is using these days. I remember attending a workshop by Dr. Keller, and at that time he was the head of Science Research Department for Nature Sunshine, and he said this: 90% of the North American population have H. pylori bacteria and don't know it. In other words, they're having heartburn, acid indigestion. So off they go and they buy antacids, thinking that this is the solution to the problem. The solution to the problem is to use Nature Sunshine combination ULC-R, which will clean up the H. pylori bacteria in the stomach. Your stomach produces hydrochloric acids. And if we take antacids, we are depleting the essential hydrochloric acid needed to break down protein into its amino acid components. Those poor stem cells will then have no amino acids to use in building other cells for your body. So think about that. In usually one or two bottles of ULCR, along with stopping to eat grains which are loaded with glyphosates, will alleviate and solve that whole acidic problem called heartburn. Injury can also come from toxic heavy metals. These are people that may have mercury fillings in their teeth. Now, I'm hearing some background noise, so if you would please mute out or something like that. I don't know who's doing dishes or something like that, okay? Because I can hear it. I would really appreciate it. Thank you. We're talking about toxic heavy metals, such as mercury fillings from the teeth. All vaccinations have toxic heavy metals. I want to tell you briefly this story of Dr. Bernice Eddy. Edward Shorter, in his book called Health Century, quoted this scientific story. In 1954, Dr. Bernice Eddy, she was a laboratory scientist, a researcher, researching vaccinations. She discovered in 1954 that when she injected hamsters with a kidney mixture on which vaccines were cultured, they all developed various cancers and tumors. She was horrified. She alerted all of her colleagues and warned them if they were to institute the vaccination program into our society, there would be an epidemic of cancer within 20 years. She said that in 1954. She was fired. And we have an epidemic of cancer because we have instituted a vaccination program into our society. Vaccinations are loaded with aluminum, timoroso, which is mercury, and all kinds of toxic and various, unknown ingredients that do not belong in anybody's bloodstream. What do the stem cells need to repair and replicate healthy cells? They need nutrients. They need oxygen. How does vaccinations with all of their heavy metals and all of their toxic ingredients fit into the formula? How did we get to the point of believing that a vaccination could prevent some sort of disease condition in our body? Dr. Hamer, he stated that injury in cancer can come from a toxic emotional overload. Strong negative emotions, and they could be from anger, frustration, hatred, thinking about the past, and those kind of negative emotions can cause an overload of toxic acids. What do those acids do? They eat away at our membranes internally. There's even a saying that goes along with this, and that is, quote, "What's eating you?" Next one. Injury can come from various poisons that we are exposed to, such as chemicals from industrial pollutants, fluoride in the toothpaste, household cleaners, beauty products, drugs, and antibiotics contribute to the toxic overload. And today we are consuming grains which contain toxic glyphosates, and those glyphosates are scientifically known to cause leaky gut syndrome and leaky brain syndrome. The glyphosates poke holes in the brain and get into the brain. Grains also have toxic lectins. And those lectins poke holes in the gut membrane, causing leaky gut syndrome. We're also eating genetically engineered foods. Dr. Fibiger said, sugar is a contributor to cancer. Way back there in 1916, he was watching rats in a sugar warehouse, and all kinds of them were getting cancer. He repeated this observation in a laboratory and discovered that sugar is a contributing factor to cancer. That makes sense to me when I think about, and we all know this, how sugar depletes the minerals from the teeth and causes holes in our teeth. Well, think about it. What would it do to our bodies internally? Can also eat away at those membranes. I want to now move into understanding that cancer starts from an injury, so that we understand that, and what happens when there is an injury. Whenever there's an injury, the brain sends a message to that injured area that we call current of injury. It's like an electrical message. That current of injury sets up an ionic field around the injured area that triggers the stem cells into action. And we all know the purpose of the stem cells. They are there to initiate the process of cell replication for the purpose of repairing that injured membrane. Now, once the stem cells are activated, they need all the essential fundamental building blocks. We know what those building blocks are: amino acids, minerals, vitamins, essential fatty acids, phytonutrients, oxygen, water, and so on. And all of these, if all of these building blocks are present in abundance, then healthy cell replication can take place and the cells of the injured membrane are repaired. At the point that the injury is repaired, the whole process of cell replication by the stem cells go to rest, and that current of injury from the brain to the injured area stops. But start to imagine what happens when one of these building blocks is missing. For instance, there may be a lack of amino acids because the stomach doesn't have enough hydrochloric acid. Bingo, lack of amino acids. There may be a lack of minerals because of today's agricultural practices. There may be a lack of essential fatty acids because we're using hydrogenated oils instead. You can start to see how difficult it is for those stem cells to do their job of healthy cell replication. They don't have enough building materials. The injury, therefore, is not repaired, and that current of injury from the brain to the injured area continues. So let's start understanding that one of the keys in putting cancer to rest is to stop the current of injury by feeding and giving the stem cells all the essential building blocks, the amino acids, the minerals, the essential fatty acids, the phytonutrients, and so on. I want to now address inflammation and the part that it plays. And I give credit and gratitude to Dr. Samuel West. He did all that incredible scientific studies on inflammation and the lymphatic system. So here's what happens. It all starts from leaky gut. I've mentioned candida and how candida gets into the bloodstream. I've mentioned heavy metals from vaccinations and teeth. That gets into the bloodstream. I've mentioned glyphosates from grains and lectins from grains that get into the bloodstream. Start thinking about all this toxic debris, and on top of that, I forgot to mention undigested food particles in the bloodstream. So start thinking of all that toxic debris in the bloodstream, which makes the blood sticky and heavy. That puts a stressful, heavy impact on the capillary walls through which the blood flows. When that happens, the capillary walls starts to stretch and the little tiny holes in the capillary walls dilate. And now you have this toxic debris from the bloodstream moving out through those holes in the capillary walls, accumulating in between the spaces of the cells and tissues. Then the blood plasma proteins, which are in the blood, they are there to transport the water, the oxygen and nutrients to various cells and tissues. They begin to leak out as well. And these blood plasma proteins are known to attract sodium, and sodium attracts water. So now we have a pool of trapped blood plasma proteins, along with all this toxic debris, sodium and water, in between the spaces of the cells and tissues, and that forms a swelling. That's the first process of inflammation, causing irritation to the tissues and membranes that are adjacent to this toxic debris. Now, our body is created to be absolutely miraculous. Because even that swelling is not a problem if you have a healthy lymphatic system. That lymphatic system will then take those trapped blood plasma proteins and dump them back into the bloodstream via the subclavian valves, which are found in the neck area. This is where the lymphatic system meets the blood system. So there's the lymphatic system dumping the blood plasma proteins after they've been cleaned up back into the bloodstream. And the lymph, and now let's talk about lymph. The lymph is the salty, watery part of the lymphatic system that flows through lymphatic vessels. And the lymphatic vessels parallel the blood vessels. How amazing is that? The lymphatics then pull the toxic debris from the blood vessels. And the lymph will now take the excess toxins and neutralize a bunch of them, will take the excess sodium, and those that cannot be neutralized will be dumped out through our natural elimination channels, the bowels, the kidneys, and the respiratory tract, and the skin. But start imagining what can happen over a long period of time when you continue to put toxic drugs into the body, toxic acids from emotions and stress, toxic heavy metals from infected teeth, vaccinations, flu shots, toxic chemical residues, toxic glyphosates, and so on. So start imagining what happens when there's an overload of this toxic debris. Pretty soon, that lymphatic system becomes so overloaded, it starts to malfunction. And so now you have a pool of trapped blood plasma, protein, sodium, water, all these various toxins. And over a period of time, you're now looking at chronic inflammation, where now essential nutrients and oxygen and essential amino acids and vitamins can no longer reach that injured area. When the oxygen levels to that injured area drops to below 35%, according to Dr. Otto Warburg, oxidation for the purpose of healthy cell replication by the stem cells can no longer happen. Scientifically documented. Now there's the big if. If now in that injured area there is an adequate amount of sugar, oxidation flips into fermentation. Fermentation is fed by sugar. And the fermentation process produces ammonia and acids. And now you have all this toxic debris in that injured area, which is a perfect breeding ground for microbes, yeast, parasites, and fungus to thrive. When the fungus integrates into the stem cell line, of those skin cells, it mutates the cells as they replicate. So now you have a continuous replication of fungal mutated cells that can in no way repair the injured area, the injured membrane. And that continuing mutation of those cells is the reason cancer happens. There's a constant replication of mutated cells by the fungus. And we call this replication of mutated cells cancer. So if we understand this, we can now reverse the whole process. We can take control. We can take action. We can clean out that debris. We can put nutrition back into our cells. We can feed the stem cells. So let's talk about what we can do. Stop eating sugar. We eliminate the sugar foods and starches and grains and legumes, which are starchy as well. These all convert to sugar. And sugar is also known to destroy the hydrochloric acid in your stomach. Sugar is known to feed candida. Candida produces xenoestrogens. That's fodder for cancer. So stop eating sugar foods and starches, which is a contributing factor to why cancer cells are replicating. Sugar feeds the fermentation process. We now need to move into eating the foods that will give our stem cells the essential nutrients. And one thing we need is to eat meats. And I'm talking about meats that are grass-fed. They are the best, but not everybody has access to grass-fed meats. We do the best. And chicken and fish and turkey and buffalo and lamb and seafood and eggs, those kind of foods provide the stem cells with the much needed amino acids. We need to eat vegetables. We need to eat some seeds because they're loaded with omega-3. Berries are excellent antioxidants. Having said that, this we must know, that there simply is not enough nutrients, not enough minerals for injury repair just from store-bought foods. Therefore, this is where we use Nature Sunshine's high-dense superfoods. Number one, we need minerals. I love Chinese mineral chi tonic. It's presently not on the market. It's expected to be back in the market in September. So we can use essential liquid minerals. Next one, flax whole lignans. One tiny scoop of flax lignans is equivalent to 2 gallons of flax seed. And the lignans are scientifically known to bind toxic xenoestrogens that the candida produces. That's why we use flax lignans. Colitrim Plus. I think there's one thing I forgot to mention. Candida also interferes with collagen production at the membrane and tissue level. So one thing we add to our smoothies is Colitrim Plus, which is bioavailable collagen powder along with freeze-dried aloe vera juice. Helps to heal leaky gut. Gives the stem cells the collagen and amino acids needed for cell repair. Next one. We can put greens into our smoothies as found in Green Zone or liquid chlorophyll. Gives your body and stem cells all the phytonutrients needed for healthy cell repair. And this smoothie takes the place of the whole process of juicing. We don't need to juice this. And it, to me, this is much more economical to use the Nature Sunshine superfoods than it would be to buy all those vegetables from a grocery store, come home, and juice them. Besides, this is not quality controlled, so you really don't know how much nutrition you would be getting by juicing your own vegetables. This is simple. It's like an ounce of essential liquid minerals, a scoop of Colitrim Plus, a couple of scoops of flax lignans, a teaspoonful of Green Zone, water and some Solstic Energy, some berries, and maybe some ice. That's it. Done. So simple. The next thing we need to work on is to cleanse the debris out of the bloodstream. So this is where we look after the inflammation and those things that cause inflammation. So we use colostrum on an empty stomach, about 2 capsules in the morning and 2 capsules at night, goes into the bloodstream, and it binds toxic lectins from the grains we have been consuming, cleans that up for us. Along with that, we also use Protease Plus enzymes, taken, again, about 2 capsules in the morning, 2 capsules at night on an empty stomach, cleans up all the undigested food particles and undigested protein particles in the bloodstream. So you see what we're doing? We're cleaning up the blood of all of this debris. Then we use the MC program for circulation. MC is the oral chelation tablet that we use that will help to clean up toxic heavy metals like mercury and aluminum, lead, whatever other toxic heavy metals are there in the bloodstream. It cleans up metabolic wastes. It cleans up sticky heavy cholesterol, cleans that up. It cleans out triglycerides, little fatty, toxic fatty things that the liver dumps into the bloodstream because now we have an overloaded liver. MC helps to clean that up. Those tablets of MC that Fran talked about helps to clean that up to get the blood to circulate so that our body temperature can be 98.6 degrees Fahrenheit or 37 degrees Celsius. This is critical to clean the blood. Then we have to look after the sources of inflammation. In other words, where are the poisons coming from that is causing the inflammation at that cell level? We need to find out what it is. Is it your toxic teeth? Are there root canals? Are there mercury fillings? Are you using antibiotics? Are you taking any kind of drugs that may be toxic to your body? You need to find out where the inflammation is coming from. Oftentimes, you may need a consultation because sometimes it's not very simple to discover where it's coming from. And we also use some super omega-3 or super oil or flaxseed oil to make the cells pliable so that oxygen and nutrients can easily move in and toxins can move out. Then we want to address cleaning up all that fungal debris that's growing in that injured area. This is where we use PAPA, but I understand it's not available until October. PAPA is an antifungal drug, or sorry, herb. No, we don't use drugs here. PAPA is an antifungal herb. It has over 20 years of research behind it by Dr. McLaughlin to clean up fungus. But we don't have PAPA now, so we can use Podarco. We use Podarco, and I would be taking 12 to 16 capsules a day. And if you don't like to take capsules, it's easy. Open up the capsules, pour it in hot water, and drink it as a tea 3 times a day. Very simple. And we need to address elimination. That lymphatic system must move. This is where we use cat's claw combination, which moves the lymphatic system, gets the debris to move out. Then we need to open up the elimination channels. This is where we use water and chlorophyll for the kidneys. And we use LBS2 to make the bowels move, and that helps the liver as well. Having said this, we can also improve or increase the production of stem cells. This is where astragalus comes into play. Nature's Sunshine has it in capsules. Or Silver Guard. Dr. Becker, in his research, proved that silver, in its nano form, very minute particle, can increase the production of healthy stem cells in the bloodstream. There is your stem cell transplant. Just take some astragalus and just take some silver. There it is. And finally, I want to say that those people that have taken this on and addressed injury, inflammation, elimination, infection, and circulation have been able to overcome cancer. They've been empowered by this education. They took on their own health. They took responsibility for their own health. And it was so nice to have Juanita on the call today. She's a perfect example of the teachings that we do here. So with this, if you want to know more about the cancer program, or if you'd like to have read more about success stories, my book is Practical Solution to the Cancer Injury. And if you want to find out some recipes to make your life more fun as you do this program, because it is fun, it's not difficult, then we have a recipe book called Mud Pies. It was written by my daughter. It's sugar-free, grain-free, dairy-free recipes. And it's called Mud Pies, and that's available on my website, www.donnaroth.com. So with this, I'm going to stop the recording, so give me a second.